escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Get that line for on the right.
Yeah, that's right. This is the open.
Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie.
And I expect you all to sing.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah. Yes, sir. 102 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning. The weekend's over already. It goes by fast. Hey, the entire first half of the Major League season is over. It goes by so fast.
Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. We'll be carving up the turkey. We'll be like, where'd the NFL season go? It happened so fast.
Time moves. Time moves on. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. We got Rami on the other side. And we'll be taking your calls all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show here on this Monday morning. So, yes, as we said, it is the All-Star break. It's a chance to take a deep look at your team, right? It's one of those 10-pole, obviously, halfway through the season, although they played more games than 81. Both teams coming off losses on Sunday. But to me, and I know I'm a glass full half kind of guy, but we'll get to some of the negatives as well as we take your calls again all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. I do think both teams, despite losing, the Yankees have a 4-2 homestand, which I would have signed for 3-3 with the way they were playing after the weekend and losing to the Mets in the Subway Series. They sweep Seattle and lose 2 out of 3 to the Cubs, and the Mets go 3-3 in their last six, but take the last series against the Kansas City Royals, and even fight back in the final game Sunday to tie it up but lose it in the bottom of the ninth with Sean Manaea on the mound. So you look at these two teams, right? And obviously there's been an up-and-down nature to this season for both the Mets and the Yankees. The Yankees in particular, I mean, both teams go through these horrid slumps in June. They're way out in front. The Mets are up 5 games. The Yankees are up 7 games. Forget that. The Yankees are up, what, 12 games? On the Boston Red Sox, and don't look now, and that's going to be a big part of this story right now, is the Boston Red Sox, who, whatever you think of them, and listen, I'll be the first to tell you, I think they are I don't care that they've won 10 in a row, I think they are far less threatened. I don't care how poor he's played in addition by subtraction, and he won't meet with Will Clark to play first base, and blah, 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 blah. It's hard for me to think the Red Sox are as dangerous as they could have been with Rafael Devers, but they have won 10 in a row, and now have the same number of wins, but are 2 games back of the Yankees in the wild in the standings of the wild card. And they've won 10 games in a row. The Yankees are in second place, 2 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays, who lost last night as well. And this Yankee team, this Met team, ups and downs, and as they head into this All-Star game, the question is really what we've been asking for the last week. How aggressive, and I heard obviously Lori talking about it, how aggressive are these two teams going to be at the trade deadline, and how much do they need to honestly be contenders to win a world championship? Like, that's what you sit back and look for, two teams who are clearly good enough to go win the whole damn thing, or at least felt like that at times. Two teams that are good baseball teams, teams that have been first, teams that have fallen out of first with a bad slump. And I feel like both teams, despite the losses on Sunday, have kind of reestablished themselves a little bit off of those stretches. I do feel the Mets are behind that terrible play, and even the Yankees getting shut down by two left-handed pitchers, which is another thing that we need to discuss about the Yankees versus left-handed pitching. Despite the numbers being okay, top-end left-handed pitching is a problem for this Yankee team after they were shot down by Boyd and Imanaga the last 2 days against the Cubs, losing that series. But I do feel like both of these teams clearly playing better than their worst of a couple weeks ago. The Yankees' offense, despite being shut down the last 2 days, has been far better over the last week. They've won four out of their last six. They had a five-game winning streak. The Mets take two out of three in Kansas City after losing the doubleheader to Baltimore. But pretty much, as you look at these two teams, I don't think there's any doubt. Like, when we say who needs to be more aggressive, and we'll get into some of the things as we go along, full week of shows, obviously, without any baseball. We'll get into team MVPs and what we can expect in the second half and things we're looking for in the second half. But tonight, as we get our first breath of understanding, we got the home run derby tonight, All-Star game tomorrow. Like, to me, my thoughts right now are how aggressive and who needs to be aggressive. And I honestly think, looking at this, I think between the two teams, the way I feel about the Mets right now is a lot better than I feel about the Yankees. I think the Yankees, as you know, we're hearing now, John Heyman's reporting that other GMs around baseball, or other executives around baseball, expect the Yankees to really be aggressive.
I can't even believe it.
And then that one caught me off guard, Rami. And then obviously, the way Brian Cashman spoke last week when they got rid of DJ LeMahieu, and the urgency that entire move was. I heard Lori and Peel Caldera talking about it. The urgency and the different feeling around the Yankees since that move, and I've talked about it a lot, whether on the morning show or on the Saturday show this week. Like, that has changed the feeling around the team, and I do get the idea they're going to be aggressive. And to me, they have a lot more holes. You look at the Mets, Manaea comes back into this game yesterday and looked amazing. Like, let's be honest, win, loss, whatever, the best sight you could have as a Met fan was watching Manaea come back from the injury and look the way he looked. The way he was able to get the swing and miss, what was it, seven strikeouts? He was throwing the fastball up in the zone past people. He was getting the ball down. He had the curveball coming out of the strike zone, back into it last minute, getting a lot of look. Third strikes. So you've got him back. You've got Montas pitching the way he pitched in the Saturday game. You've got Clay Holmes still being a steady force. You've got Peterson now giving you multiple consecutive good starts after a little bit of a lull of a couple of bad ones. You've got Kodai Senga back, who only pitched four innings, but was able to work out of every jam he got himself into, just coming back from injury, still having an incredible season. This pitching rotation, which seemed like it was in shambles just a couple weeks ago and was killing the Mets, is right back where you finally are heading into. You are heading into the All-Star break, or you're going to be heading out of the All-Star break with the same rotation you hope to be heading into the season with. For the first time, you're going to get it. You're going to get Senga, Manaea, Peterson, Montas, Holmes. That's what this rotation was supposed to be. Now, whether or not that's good enough, we'll find out. And I'm not telling you I feel all that confident about Montas, but he's throwing 97-98. He looked good the other day. I would say he's only had one really terrible start since coming back. And this rotation, you feel a hell of a lot better about. The offense, yeah, you probably need another bat, but again, the Fab Four. And although they didn't score too many runs this series, like, they've shown the ability to come back. You do have the top of the order right now that you feel like Lindor's swinging the bat a little bit better. Not great, but swinging it better. You know how good Alonso has been all year. You've got Juan Soto, who has now hit the home run in the other game. He's starting to really swing the bat much better. He had two home runs in the series, I believe. So he's starting to swing the bat much better. Obviously, he's got an OPS over 900. He had an incredible month of June. You feel like he's only going to get better as the season goes on. So, like, for me, yeah, you'd like to add a bat. You definitely need arms in the bullpen, although Reed Garrett has really come out the last couple of performances and got out of big jams, runners at second and third, you know, doing what he's done all year for the Mets. You feel better about him. And Diaz, able to give you two out saves, you know how good he is at the back end of the bullpen. So when you look at this Met team, you look at this Yankee team, to me, the Yankees have many more needs to go out there. Like, they have third base, which is an issue for them. The bullpen is right now, I don't know who you trust in that pen. Williams has been much better. Weaver has had two good appearances after being awful to get when he first came off the IL. And really, outside of that, I don't know. And Tim Hill is your only lefty in the pen. I feel like it's time for the Yankees, especially in a division now that we all laughed at. We all mocked. We all talked what happened to the big, bad AL East. You look at it now, and you've got the Blue Jays in first place. You've got the Red Sox winning 10 in a row. Tampa Bay, who's lost a little bit, they're still, I mean, the playoffs run through, the American League playoffs pretty much run through the American League East. And the question is, how aggressive do you want these GMs to be? And this is the first year, and this is where you're going to have the dichotomy of the two GMs here. Brian Cashman's been doing this for a long time. Obviously, he's used to being aggressive. We've seen him be aggressive. We've seen him not go out and get that top tier, but we've seen him be aggressive at trade deadlines. Stearns, this is his real first year. Last year, they went out and got Maton really early. They tried to be somewhat aggressive, but the edict wasn't there necessarily for last year. Last year was a nice season. Last year was kind of a transitioning year that they ended up being way better than you thought coming off of 11 games under 500 and then the meeting and everything else. Lopez throwing his glove into the stands and then the meteoric rise that took place the rest of the season. But there wasn't an edict. There wasn't a mandate. There wasn't a you better win the World Series vibe around that team. And right now there is. And when you look at this team, as much as I feel better about the starting rotation and the offense has struggled, but you know the as with runners in scoring position and Juan Soto especially, but and you could use the bottom of the order to be a little bit better. You're looking for another bat in there. Winker goes down again. But how aggressive? What are you willing to give up? What is David Stearns willing to do? Any of these pitching prospects that they were so hesitant to call up when they needed it? Instead of going through all these bullpen games, they don't want to call up a McLean. They don't want to call up a Tong. They don't want to call up these prospects because they want them in the rotation. And they want to, once the Sprout, once you bring them up, they want to just have them in the rotation. And the way the Mets build their rotation without spending in free agency, you're in desperate need of those type of guys. So right now, does this rotation scream for another arm to be brought in? Not at the top level. So if you're not going to go in and go out and trade for a top-of-the-rotation arm, what are you willing to give up? Can you give up top pitching prospects to go get an outfielder? I don't know if you can. I've talked about this a lot. I don't know if this Mets organization and what they're trying to do and how they're building this product and building this franchise, I don't know if you can trade for starting pitching prospects for anything else but young, controllable starting pitching, because that's what you're banking on filling this roster with. Because you're not willing to go out and spend for primetime free agents. And there's only so many times you're going to hit right with the Griffin Cannings of the world and the Paul Blackburns of the world. Eventually, you're going to need some real talent. So you're hoping to build that from within. So to me, it's very difficult to trade any pitching prospect. So now you're looking at dealing strictly on trading away some of your top, you know, your Jet Williams, who's your top prospect. Now, I don't know if you want to trade him. This is where, you know, it's funny. It's the same thing with the New York Yankees. Brian Cashman prospects hugs. You know, oh, prospects are just prospects. And then when it comes down to move them, then all of a sudden, well, I'm not doing that for a rental. Like right now, the Yankees, I was talking, Marash, I did the show on Friday. I was, you know, I'm listening to him. Schlittler comes up and throws one game. He throws 100 miles an hour. Very good start. Suddenly it's like, well, we can't trade him. Knock him off the list of people. Like, we want Brian Cashman to be aggressive. We want We want Stearns to go be aggressive. But when it comes down to it, are you willing to trade top prospects for rentals? Right now, they have Spencer Jones, the New York Yankees, who leads all of minor league baseball in home runs. He hit another one. He's been unbelievable. Is that a name? I heard Pete Caldera with Lori tell you that could be a name that's traded. Are you comfortable trading him for a rental? Are you comfortable trading some of these guys that now are showing promise? Are you willing to trade and be aggressive? And I think the New York Yankees and the New York Mets lie under the edict and heavy lies the crown of chasing a championship. And this is what has gotten Brian Cashman in trouble before. This is what fans don't like. It's either you sit back and wait for the value because these guys have value, or you go out there and make that aggressive move and try and win right now and pass on the idea of him becoming the next center fielder for the New York Yankees in a year. And it's one of those moments in time that the GMs are sitting back right now. They just finished the draft. We'll get to the Mets draft pick. We'll get to the Yankees draft pick. We'll get to the Mets Voit and his antics at third base from a couple months ago. And we'll get to the idea of the Yankees and what position they're drafting and whether or not that is a message to a certain someone in this team. And we're going to spend a lot of time on Anthony Volpe today. We'll do that next. Because of all the things the Yankees can go add, and I'll say this before we break, 888-808-1019. I watched the game yesterday, and I have been a defender of Anthony Volpe. I have thought the fan base has been way too hard on young Anthony Volpe. When you look back, when I was defending Volpe, Father's Day weekend, when he got thrown out trying to steal third base in extra innings against the Red Sox, and the entire fan base went off and started to kill him, I defended him. And I said, look, he's got a 767 OPS. He's got 1,000 OPS against left-handed pitching. We asked for improvement this year. Yeah, he's not a star, but he's clearly improving offensively. He's having a much better season. His OPS is 100 points higher than it was last year. And since that moment, Anthony Volpe has been broken. And now we're getting to the point where it's not just his offense, and his OPS is way down under 700 now, back in the 670s where he's lived his entire career. But it's not only that, and it's not only the errors, and it's not only his defense, it's his aggressiveness to play the game. And we've seen it a bunch, and we saw it in yesterday's game. He doesn't charge the ball anymore. He doesn't try and take charge of the game. He is letting it come to him. And now listen, if you watch that play, could Jazz have played it more of a first baseman? Absolutely. Could he have reached out and tried to make a better, get the ball quicker to him? Absolutely. But it's more about how Anthony Volpe right now is playing the game. He's hitting about .150 since that moment in Boston. He's completely lost it mentally. There's no way. His father's fighting people in the stands. I was at the Hard Rock for a Yankee game when his grandfather slunk past everybody and tried to just get to his seats. I'm telling you, he feels it. His family feels it. He understands the pressure he's under, and all of that is weighing on him. He can't. He's trying to drive everything. He's trying to pull everything. He is completely broken. But my point in this, before we really get into the problems of Anthony Volpe, is we could add, or the Yankees could add, a third baseman. The Yankees could look to add a starter. The Yankees can look to add a couple, if not two or three arms in the bullpen. I will tell you right now what the Yankees are not looking for come the trade deadline. And that is a shortstop and a replacement for Anthony Volpe. Anthony Volpe is the shortstop of the New York Yankees for the rest of this season. There is no changing that. There's no diverting from that. There's no way around that. There's nothing the Yankees can do. You hear the way Boone talks about him. You heard the way even Cashman continues to talk about him. He is getting the season. He needs to find a way because he's better than this. He showed it earlier in the year. He's better than this. He showed it in the postseason. He showed he can handle pressure in the postseason. He performed in the postseason. He had the biggest hit of the one game they won in the World Series. He had huge hits against Class A, against Cleveland. He had an 800 OPS. He performed. But right now, he has been an absolute zero. He is killing them defensively. He is killing them offensively. And he feels and seems broken. And that broken shortstop better fix himself, because the Yankees have a hole at third. The Yankees need a starter. And the Yankees need multiple arms in the bullpen. And they're not going to get all of that. So you can forget the idea of adding shortstop to that list. It ain't happening. Anthony Volpe is playing every single game the rest of the season at shortstop, no matter how bad it gets. They made it to the World Series with him last year. They're going to have to do it again this year, because there is no way in hell Brian Cashman is adding shortstop to his list of needs. It's not happening. So as you look at this team, and we'll do more of this as we get along, things they need to have happen in the second half for both teams. Guys, you're looking to break out in the second half for both teams. Additions they're going to make, the team MVP, all the stuff we'll do all week. There is no question. You look at it, you watch yesterday's games, despite the loss for the New York Mets, Manaea is back. Despite, you know, not playing well and losing, you know, going 3-3 in their last six and losing to Baltimore, Kodai Senga is back. You're starting to get guys back. Reed Garrett starting to perform. You look at the Yankees, the offense is starting to come back. They scored more than 5 runs in 6 consecutive games. They won 4 in a row. They came back against one of the premier closers in the sport. They swept the Mariners team. That's a very solid team with great starting pitching, and pounded them. They came out and beat the crap out of the Cubs for the first game. They got shut down by left-handed pitching. And more than that, you look at the shortstop of the New York Yankees. It's becoming a major problem, and there is no fixing it. He's going to have to do it himself. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you. So we'll see. How aggressive do you expect the New York Yankees and the New York Mets to be? How aggressive do you expect Brian Cashman and David Stearns to be? Do you want to trade prospects to bolster this team to go chase a championship? Are you willing to trade some of the bigger names in your farm system? And for the Mets, a farm system they've been cultivating under David Stearns and under this owner. Cultivating, adding. Are they ready to really break into it for the first time and try and bring a bat, trying to bring relievers that make impact on this team? I'm very curious to see how David Stearns, because we're just getting new to David. We know what Brian Cashman's going to do. And he'll fail, he'll sink or swim with it. And we'll find out whether he brings in top talent, whether he's willing to trade some of these guys. But we know how he rolls and how he operates. This is the first real time we are going to see David Stearns hit a trade deadline with the edict of it's time to win. And I'm fascinated to see how they handle it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back. We'll take your baseball calls. We'll have a little bit of fun. We'll get into some different things here on this Monday morning as we take it for a little bit more than 3.5 hours the rest of the way until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on my show in the overnight, and I'll be right back with your calls next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
We were toxic. We were cursed. All right. McMonagle here with you in the overnight. Right here on The Fan, 1:28 in the morning on this Monday morning of All-Star Break Week. We got the Home Run Derby tonight. No Pete Alonso in it. I still think that's a travesty. I mean, come on, man. It's very rare in this world that you get to witness someone experiencing pure joy. And Pete Alonso in the Home Run Derby, that's his happy place, man. As Happy Gilmore 2 is around the corner, and I'm seeing the Shooter McGavin Subway commercials. I feel like the Subway commercials have really... I felt like you couldn't go on... You couldn't watch TV for a half hour without watching without seeing a Subway commercial. I feel like that's completely changed.
Well, did they not lose a ton of money recently?
I don't know if they have. I haven't followed that closely, but... I'm just noticing from watching the TV, like when the Shooter McGavin Subway commercial aired, it jumped at me. I was like, you know what? I can't even think of the last time I saw, like, they had everybody. They had Charles Barkley. They had Steph Curry. They had Tom Brady. They had everybody. You felt like you couldn't go 15 minutes without seeing a Subway commercial. And now I feel like I haven't seen one in a while. That Shooter McGavin was like the first one I've seen in a month, it felt like. Not that I'm begging for Subway commercials, but it was one of my bits. One of my funny bits was that there was an office meeting somewhere for Jersey Mike's, and it's like, guys, we're getting Subway is just inundating the media. How do we don't have their money, but how do we step it up in our campaign? What can we do to combat Tom Brady and Steph Curry? And then someone raises their hand in the back. I have an idea. Danny DeVito. Perfect. And then I felt like all the Danny DeVito commercials were great. Now I don't have that Subway joke.
It's a good thing. This is recent, because those Danny DeVito commercials were pretty recent.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, yeah, it's only... I did that, like, I don't know, 5-6 months ago. But it's felt like both of them. I haven't seen Danny DeVito commercials either.
Maybe they don't buy baseball.
Did something happen with the sandwich industry that I'm unaware of? I mean, sandwiches are still playing strong here, out in Warwick. I don't know. Something's up, because I haven't seen those commercials in a while. 888-808-1019. But what am I talking about? We'll have plenty of time for nonsense. This is going to be the nonsense week, fellas and ladies. The nonsense week is coming up. I got 4 hours tonight. I'm filling in. That's right, filling in for Keith, and I'll say as much. Filling in for Keith tomorrow, Monday. Well, actually, no, later today. So I'll be on Monday twice. I'll be on today again at 7 p.m. in for Keith. 5 hours there, and then 5 hours in the overnight for the next three nights. So we got, with no games to react to, so we got plenty of time for nonsense. Don't worry about it. If you think this is the first time I'm bringing up this Subway thing, you're crazy. 888-808-1019. But let's get to the calls here. Obviously, losses for the Mets and Yankees still. Now, I know I'm pie in the sky. I understand that. I do feel like both teams still, the Mets won the series. And even though the Yankees lost the series to the Cubs, if you went into this homestand, I think every one of us would have signed for 4-2. And the games against the Mariners technically are more important, have it being in the American League. So a disappointing end. The offense shut down by two all-star caliber left-handed pitchers in Boyd, who is going to the All-Star, and Imanaga, who's had a great little brief career start to his major league career over the last 2 years. And they get beat by the Cubs, but still, I'll take the 4 out of 6. They're 2 games back of Toronto. They're a game up on Boston. And the fight begins. And the team, we will find out what kind of team they have and what this team looks like on August 1st for both of them. 888, the Mets pitching is coming together, Manaea back, and the Yankees offense is clearly, even though they were shut down these last 2 days, I don't feel the same about them I did 2 weeks ago when they were completely listless and couldn't score a damn run. They've been on a roll here, and the starting pitching has been much better than what it was. I feel like both teams have kind of turned it around heading into the All-Star break, and it's just a matter of how aggressive they're going to be at the deadline and shape what kind of team they're going to have the rest of the way. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tony in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
T-Mac, how's it going, brother?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. First time I talked to you. You know, I used to drop in all the time on Sal on overnight. Mm-hmm. I'm a nurse here, and my wife's a nurse too, but... You know, and we used to just, like, drop in overnight. But, hey, I got to tell you, I don't think, this is my opinion,
mm-hmm.
I don't think the Yanks are going to make the playoffs this season. I don't even think they're going to make the wild card. I mean, they're just, like, limping in there. We have to make, like, an incredible trade at the trade deadline. But this team, we don't have it to get into the postseason. I'm telling you, C-Mac,
right.
It's not going to happen, and it's not going to happen. And
you're telling me it's not going to happen, and it's not going to happen. It's like the water boy. Not only can I do it for you, Coach, but I'll do it for you.
And I watch every game, okay? Yeah. I watch mm-hmm. every game, C-Mac, okay? Every game. I got
every
the
game.
Package.
Got the package.
Right, come on, C-Mac. Don't patronize me. I'm telling you right now.
You're just yelling. I hear you. You've made your point clear. Watching every game.
As a fan. As my wife, yes. The same thing, too. I mean, we want to go ahead and anybody
right, but what,
gonna talk
right, but
to
are you gonna? I'm just saying, can we start?
Is anyone going to talk to Volpe, though? I mean, yeah. It's just nothing. And the same thing with Booney. I mean, Booney, no one's accountable on this team, and you know that. And you said it before, because I've heard you driving home
yeah.
with my wife. I went to the hospital with my baby, and the thing is, and we're driving back and we're listening to you, and you're like, the same thing that I'm saying. Who's accountable on this team? It's the same thing over and over again. I mean, it's
what
like...
What's the same thing over and over again? Because they went to the World Series last year. Right, do you remember that?
C-Mac,
you watch every game. Did you watch them in the World Series last year?
C-Mac.
Yes.
It's my first time calling you, and I got to tell you, it was an honor and a pleasure, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
I did it a million times with Sal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And I'm done. All right. Have a good night.
Hi,
and,
you too.
And that's it.
You got it, Tony. I'm just saying, give me some points. Give me some thoughts on why you feel that way. That's all. I'm not trying to be condescending, but you're just giving me platitudes. You're giving me, I watch every game. They're not going to make it. You know why? Because they're not going to make it. Like, this team is going to the playoffs. All right, I think you're crazy if you think otherwise. The New York Yankees are going to the postseason. They're going to win the division. Like, yeah, right now, Anthony Volpe is a problem. There's no doubt about it. Anthony Volpe is a problem. Look up and down this offense. I'm sorry, it's better than it was last year. Believe it or not, it's better than it was last year. And he's going to add another third baseman. He's going to add another infielder to this team, Brian Cashman. Like, look at it. Look at what the season you are getting from Bellinger. Look at how Dominguez is coming along. Aaron Judge is still the MVP and best player in the league. Four home runs in his last 9 games from Stanton. He's starting to come on. The Yankees just had a 5-game winning streak. They've lost these last 2 games, absolutely. Shut down by left-handed pitching, absolutely. But again, you got Luis Gil, who started his rehab assignment. He's going to be coming back. They're going to add some things at the deadline. And I don't understand, like, why there's such the idea they're not going to win this division. The Blue Jays are that much better. I know they got swept when they were playing terrible baseball. The Blue Jays are that much better. The Red Sox, right? You want to talk about, the Red Sox won 10 in a row. Before that, they were struggling. And look at their defense. Look at their sloppy baseball. They lead the league in errors. They lead the league in defense. They lead the league in unearned runs. They lead the league in everything. They were on a hot 10-game winning streak. But now I'm sure nobody talks about their flaws. They're great. They're unbelievable, the Red Sox. They're going to stand. They're going to run right past the Yankees like the Yankees are standing still, of course. Like, again, if you want to call me up and tell me the Yankees aren't making the playoffs, give me more than you used to call Sal. Not trying to be a jerk, but you can't. Like, let's talk about it. Give me something. The players aren't accountable. Okay, I know. The players aren't held accountable. I got it. I've heard that before. The team, the players are held accountable. DJ LeMahieu was just held accountable. The infield defense has been much better, you know, not including Volpe. The offense has been much better. The bullpen has even done a better job. Still scares me. I don't know. Jonathan Loaisiga is going to have to figure something out, but you know they're going to attack the bullpen. That's the major issue right now. If you're looking at the New York Yankees, to me, the major flaw with the New York Yankees right now is their bullpen. Their bullpen right now, Devin Williams has been much, much better. And to me, even while he's been much better, the big moment for him, I know he's had a couple saves, so it's unfair. And I'm the king of telling you this. We always point to the moments they fail and say, well, that was the biggest moment and he failed. But to me, that game that they came back and scored all those runs and tied the game at 9 in Toronto, and then for him immediately to give up 2 runs, even while he's been much better, that game scares me because that of all the games he's pitched in since and before, that was the game they needed him to go out there and have a clean inning. So I'm still a little bit hesitant about. I have a healthy amount of skepticism on whether or not Williams is going to be great down the rest of the way. But clearly his changeup is playing better than it's played all year. He's having a really nice run here. He's been very good for the last, month and a half, 2 months. Hopefully Weaver has found himself and he'll be much better. And you can rely on those two because they desperately need to be at least able to rely on those two as givens. But that's what bothers me. And now you've got Max Fried as well. I didn't talk about this in the open, but Max Fried having a blister issue. And, hopefully that's not a problem for him. He's had blister issues in the past. They've cost him time in the past. Thankfully, it's the All-Star break. And I guess theoretically, you could put him at the back end of the rotation coming out of the All-Star break to give him as much as almost 2 weeks off here. But, they desperately need him to be at the top of his game. And that's why, and maybe it's part of the reason I'm not that dejected off of losing this Cubs series after the 5-game winning streak. Because the game on Saturday, Max Fried just didn't have it, and that's very rare. Now, it doesn't mean they should be out just completely shut down by Matthew Boyd, don't get me wrong. But whenever they lose a game and Max Fried just is inept, it's one of those games that's easy for me to just kind of just, all right, it's one of those games where our best pitchers didn't have it. But, and they won 4 out of 2 in a 6-game homestand off of a 6-game losing streak that I would have been thrilled. I told someone, in the, I said, what'd you say? I would sign for 3-3 against the Mariners and Cubs. So what's the difference? They take two series 2-1, or they win the first one, all three, and lose the second? Like, it's a 4-2 homestand. They've hit the break, and they are where they are. This team is going to the playoffs. I still think they're the favorites to win the division. Let's go to Mark in Long Island. What's up, Mark? Mark, you there? All right, let's go to Frankie in Queens. What's up, Frankie?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
If I could have a minute, I just want to say, I listened to you, like I first heard you back when you were on Craig and Evan, and I couldn't stand you because you were a Yankee fan. But okay, but hold on, I'm that fan. I've been a sanitation worker for the last 19 years, and I always work overnights. And I was always on overnights with Steve Summers and Tony Page. And once Tony Page retired and Steve retired, it's like, oh, the overnights suck now. Like, I don't have that. But you have won me over. Even though I can't stand you being a Yankee fan, mm-hmm. I love your show. I love listening to you, so I really appreciate.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate
much.
You and Al. You and Al Cintron remind me of like old school FAN at night. I love it. I love listening to it. So thank you very much for your show. But the reason why I'm calling is I want to get your thoughts. I'm so sick of every year, once the All-Star game comes around, there's nothing to watch. I hate it. Is there not a way? Can't the NBA start maybe like a month and a half later, 6 weeks later than it does? So that way at least the playoffs could run into July. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get your thoughts on that. You have a great night. And again, I appreciate you so much, man. Thank you for having a great show.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, look, I remember, it's funny. This is now July 10th marked the second year. I'm just starting my third year now in the overnights. And my first shows were during the All-Star break. The first week I had that where I moved from, you know, associate producer, at least that's what it said in my email, associate producer board hop of the afternoon drive show with Carton Roberts, made the transition to the overnights. It was right into the All-Star week. And I did five straight shows of 5 hours. It was like, you know, Birth by Fire. And last year, I think I took the entire week off. And I did a whole bunch. I did a whole bunch of Shohei Ohtani. Like that entire week, a lot of it was Shohei Ohtani. I forget exactly what was going on with him. Just there must have been something more than just the amount of home, you know, how he's playing into the All-Star break or whatever it was. Whether he was going to be traded or not, probably, whether the Angels were going to trade him. I guess that was probably what I was doing a lot of. But I remember causing a big fuss with that I think he's the greatest baseball player of all time. And that whole week was taking calls from, you know, older people complaining to me that he's not anywhere near as good as this guy. He's not as good as that guy. He doesn't play the field. How could you say he's the best player ever? Blah, 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 blah. I went on a big rant. I had Japanese television stations calling me as I was on my way to Disney right after the week after. It was just, I remember doing a lot of Shohei Ohtani. But yeah, there is, it's this week. It's a little bit like the end of February, although at least there's basketball and hockey at that time. This is really the mark in the calendar where we're getting ready for football, although I guess the Chargers have already started their camp, but we're getting ready for football. Football's, you know, close to about a couple weeks away, and there's really nothing here. We'll have the Home Run Derby, which for whatever reason, me and my wife happens to really be a big fan of. It's usually this. I'm actually working tonight for it. I'll be filling in for Keith, but one of our first things we did was we went to the Borgata together. This time of year and watch the Home Run Derby in the long bar at the Borgata and had oysters. For some reason, that jumps out at me as something I remember. So the Home Run Derby's fun. The All-Star Game, I still do think, believe it or not, I still do think it's the best All-Star Game. Not anymore if the NHL is going to continue with the tournament they started this year. That has now clearly surpassed it. And at least with the level of play, the way the players buy in, how everyone, you know, gets excited for it. If they're going to continue to do that, that will be the best All-Star format.
And the NBA is doing that now, too.
And the NBA is going to attempt to do that now, too. So we'll see if that translates to the NBA. But just because the other games, it's too hard to... When you play baseball, you don't have a choice. Like, the pitcher can't... I mean, I guess he could just lob it in, but he's not going to do that. Like, you have to play the game. You can't play the game and have... You can't not play defense. Like, it's in the NBA, you could walk through it and you want these highlights. Like, you're not going to just throw fastballs down the middle and hope people hit home runs. Like, you have to play the game. So it is still the best and most representative of the actual sport All-Star game that we have. But in today's world, it's just not the same. When you know everybody, when you can see everybody, our last caller, who was sure the Yankees aren't going to make the postseason, he said he has the package. Like, you see highlights. You see all the players from across the country. You don't have to wait for the All-Star game to see the best players in the same place. Like, it's just, it's not the same anymore. And yeah, this week, you're right. If there is a way to get the NBA to push the finals into this week, that would be perfect because there is nothing going on.
You want to talk about Pacome Dottier at Summer League?
Yeah, I want to talk about Pacome Dottier at Summer League and the mess that the Knicks have been early on. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
There he is. What's up, brother? How's everything?
What's going on? How are you?
Couple quick questions. So, the first one. So, did the oysters come before or after the engraved bowling ball for Valentine's Day for your wife?
Oh, well, no. The bowling ball came after. The trip to Borgata for the Home Run Derby, that was one of the first things we did. The bowling ball was the first Valentine's Day, but yes. That's the romantic I am. I don't know if enough people heard. Go ahead, Mike. I'll tell that story after we hang up because I don't want to talk over you. So go ahead.
Okay. Couple quick points. So, second, ask Rami and Gallo. So the day I heard you on the morning, and I'm like, come on, now you guys are like killing like C-Max. I'm like, now you guys overdo every 15 minutes. So I called them up, and the first thing was, I'm like, come on, what are you guys getting, brownie points with C-Max or what are you? Like the first time I ever heard the songs and everything else. So, I actually brought that up.
Gallo and Rami definitely rubbed it in my face.
I can't stop thinking about C-Max.
next point. So tomorrow, you said you're working 7. I told Rami to let you know, you're going to get a little package from me. So you'll see when you open it up. So I got you something for when you go to Italy and something for your house based on. No, it's based on the stuff like we talk about. And you'll see. I wrote like a little note. You'll see exactly why and stuff. But
that's very kind of you, Mike.
Because I can't get you pizza because it's like I'm not going to get you. I'm not going to be like your boy over there, Evan, and get you like a small like Domino's pizza. And I live in Brooklyn. You'd be like, what is this crap? So you'll see. Hopefully, hopefully you get it tomorrow.
That's very kind of you. So, thank you very much.
But that's neither here nor there. But I just want to let you know. Just hopefully you get it tomorrow. And this is the actual point. I'm like, dude, every game, everybody kills me because the Yankees lose series, Mets lose series. First of all, the Mets are not a good team. You know, I look at this thing, and I told you the other day, everybody loves Stearns, but the makeup of this team is not good. I'm like, they pitch 4 innings. He's bullpen on. By the end of the season, Garrett, Brazoban, all these other guys, Davinsky, their arms are going to fall off. These guys pitch 4 innings a game. This is ridiculous already. And if they don't get a couple pitchers at the trade deadline, they're not spending money. You know this. Because they got to spend 110%. This is why they brought him in. So, what's his name? Cohen goes in and gets big guys, and then Stearns fills out the rest of the team with these guys. It's crazy to me. But listen, C-Mac, I'll hang up and listen and definitely bring up the bowling point, and hopefully you like what I got here. Right, brother?
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, look, I don't agree with you. The Mets are a good team. I mean, that's just – the highest payroll, I guess, behind the Dodgers in baseball. They put together a rotation. Now, you're right. They haven't shown a lot of innings. Now, look, Senga, you mentioned 4 innings. He pitched, they had him on a pitch count coming back from a hamstring injury. Like, he does go a little bit deeper into games. Like, Clay Holmes has gone 6 a lot of the season, but he's hit the innings. He's pitching at innings he's never pitched before. We'll see. It's definitely been an issue for the pitching staff. And I agree. They don't have that, horse at the top. They don't have that ace. Now, Manaea coming back, hopefully that'll improve that, impact that. But that's unfair to just point to that one element and say the pitchers don't go deep. The team's not very good. Now, they need help in the bullpen. They've been hurt by injury there in many ways. Minter was supposed to be one of their top 8th inning guys, and he's been gone for the whole year. Brazoban has really stepped up this year, but he's, again, overworked. You're probably right on that. But this offense should be a hell of a lot better than it's been. I mean, I would joke so much about the Fab Four, and again, we can have that conversation, how that's not a Beatles reference. I'll never understand how anybody could think Fab, anytime you mention Fab in a sports context, that it's strictly the Fab Five and it's not the Beatles. I just don't understand how that thought process happens.
Have you met some of the guys around here?
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable to me that someone doesn't realize that David Stern saying the Fab Four is a Beatles reference, but whatever. They do have the biggest contract in the history of American sports in right field in Juan Soto. They have Lindor. They have Alonso. Like, those three guys right there with Nimmo and the way he's been playing lately as the other member of the Fab Four, like, the top of the order is really good. And you look at it, it's almost the way you could bank on. When they play well, they win. When they don't play well, they don't win. And they've struggled to run as a scoring position, especially Juan Soto's hitting under 200. And with runners in scoring position. But to say they don't have a good team, they have one of the best, if not the best closer in the sport. They've got a rotation of arms who've pitched really well for them this year, and they've just got back Senga. They have a top of the order with 3 all-stars and 2, Hall of Famers, arguably, with Lindor, and borderline Hall of Famers with Lindor and Soto. Like, they're a good baseball team. That I don't agree with you. They're a good baseball team. They're going to the playoffs as well. Both of these teams are going to the postseason. And yeah, David Stearns is building the roster a little bit differently. I've talked about this a lot. His thought process on how to build a roster makes a lot of sense. But in practice, it's tough to just continue to get the kind of starting pitching. Like, eventually they're going to have to take it. You know, they're either Sproat, Tong, and McLean all are really good and can come up and join this rotation within a year, 2 years, and you feel like you're stabilizing it through your farm system, or you're going to have a problem. Because Griffin Canning and, you know, Clay Holmes and Frankie Montas, building a rotation through that way, even Manaea, Severino, like, hoping to get the best of the tail end of a career and hoping to transition a reliever into a starter. And, like, that's all good and great when you do it, and bravo, but it's not going to be easy to continue to be right on all of these. So it makes sense. Spend all of your money in position players. Go out and get Tucker next year, or go out and spend money on whomever. You know, pay for your bats and develop and find gems with the lab with your pitching. It makes sense, but it's hard to do in practice. It's not as easy. And we'll see how it goes. But like this, and this is where my defense. And Brooke Raley is coming back. They signed him, and he should be back somewhat soon. That should help him. He was good for them when they acquired him from Tampa Bay. He was good for them for a while, and now he's coming back from injury, so that should help them too in the bullpen for the Mets. But like I talk about this with Brian Cashman, and people, you know, they get mad. They talk about how much money he spent and everything, and I'm not saying there haven't been misallocation of funds. I'm not saying the team shouldn't be better necessarily. This roster shouldn't be more complete with a $300 million payroll. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, like, and you'll say, oh, well, look what the Rays are doing with the money they have, or look at what, you know, the Guardians up until they really, you know, have faded this year. But look what they do with the pittance of the money the Yankees spend, and they're so much smarter. And here's the deal, though. As the general manager of the New York Yankees, with a World Series or bust edict that you believe in, that we believe in, that everybody wants to talk about, that they have to have, otherwise they're not the Yankees, Brian Cashman can't sit back and go, well, I don't know if I should make this deal. What if it blows up in my face? He can't think like that. He's got to go out and make moves to improve the team year in and year out. And sometimes you give bad contracts. You're trying to win a championship. Carlos Rodon's available. Nobody wants to go that fifth year. He's out there. He's pitching like an all-star the last 2 years. You go out and give him the money. Why? Because you're the Yankees. You have it. And you're looking to improve the team and try and win a championship. And if things go right with Carlos Rodon, maybe you do. 2 years into it, you look back and go, oh my God, what an idiot Brian Cashman is. And I'm not saying that that's a terrible take, but at the same time, a lot of other teams sit on their hands and go, I'm not going to take the risk of that. Why would I take the risk of Carlos Rodon? Lately with the contract for DJ LeMahieu. Oh, I got a bunch of people. Yeah, nobody wanted to give him that 6 year. Nobody. I'm like, please. Let me tell you something right now. The fans would have revolted if they didn't bring back DJ LeMahieu. We would have went nuts. The guy won a batting title in 2020. Was the third MVP in the American League. You're not going to bring him back? Oh, it didn't have to go 6 years. No, it didn't have to go 6 years. But they did it for 6 years and brought down the money, because they know they're going to operate right at that threshold, and the owner doesn't want to go over the luxury tax. So you have to give him 6 years and lower the money, because you got to bring him in, but you're going to go over the luxury tax if you give him 4 for $90 instead of 6 for $90. And that's fine. I have no problem with it. They have to be willing to cut bait when the contract goes bad, and they haven't in the past. They were able to do it with DJ LeMahieu smartly. I think that's just part of it. But like again, you have to take swings. And that's why a lot of these GMs, now Fried came from Tampa Bay, took over the Dodgers and has spent a ton of money, but has been successful. But Bloom and some of these other executives from Tampa Bay, they go elsewhere, and what happens? They fall on their face. Because believe it or not, not that it's easy to win with less money, or it's easier to be the Tampa Bay Rays, but you're allowed to do things. You can trade guys off of good years, and the fans don't give a damn. you know, Meadows hits 28 home runs for you and 90 RBIs and helps carry you to the World Series, and then you go, oh, there's value here, let's move him now. You can't move that player if you're the New York Yankees. You can't do different things, and you can't sit on your hands every trade deadline. Like, Tampa Bay is in it right now. You think they're going to hit this trade deadline and look to improve their team? They might have to trade, the Yankees might have to trade Spencer Jones. And if he's an all-star in 6 years, everyone's going to be screaming that Cashman's an idiot if they don't win the World Series this year. But what should he do? Sit on his hands and not trade him? And then if he comes up and hits 200 for a month, we should have traded him. That's why this trade deadline for the Yankees is a interesting thing, because they don't have a lot of top-end prospects. And the top-end prospects that they do have been performing. And if Suarez, the third baseman from Arizona, is going to cost you Spencer Jones, are you prepared to trade the leader in minor league baseball on home runs with a 900-plus OPS for a half a year of Suarez at third base? I'd love to hear it from Yankee fans on that one. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. 1 hour down. Three more to go as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.